I speak to you in God's holy name. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Today, this gospel reading is very powerful. And we've probably all heard it so often that you could preach this sermon. But we need to think about it in some ways that maybe we haven't thought about it before. Because what we have just heard is an allegory. Jesus gave the people an allegory. And there's key elements in the allegory that are important for us. Because the key to today is all about reconciliation. All the readings today that we've heard are about reconciliation and restoration. Restoration of wholeness and reconciliation. And who is the reconciliation with? I want to not focus on who is the prodigal and who is this and who is that. I've heard that sermon so many times. I've given a few of them myself. I want to think about it in a new way. Some of you the other day may have heard, and I'm grateful to Carol who shared this morning, about the woman in Lake Cowichan whose child was out and was attacked by two cougars. And she ran out and she tried to pry the jaws of the cougar off her child. And she couldn't. And she said, "Oh God, help me." And she was able to do it and free the child. The interesting part of that is, in her desperation and in her prayer, she who was an atheist called on God, and God was there for her. We often think that people who are not in our own community are not a part of the community of God. But we are all in the world have God with us. Whether we acknowledge God or not, God is there for all of God's creation. Now we think, well, that's not really fair. I mean, we're here every Sunday coming to church, and all the others are too, who go to their churches. They should have it free. They should have it home free. How come this atheist gets to go out there and pray to God in this moment of desperation and open the jaws? God is there giving her the strength to do it. Because God loves all of God's creation. God wants all people of the globe to reconcile with each other and reconcile with God. No one is beyond the love of God. No one is beyond the love of God. And what gives me great pain as I watch the world is that this truth is often forgotten by many people, including Christians. And we need to see things in a new way. I want you to think of the allegory that we had this morning of the prodigal son as the community of God as being the whole planet. The whole of the globe is the community of God. And people do turn their backs on God and wander away, but then come back and God is there. And we are there to welcome the people coming back. And I'm especially saddened these days by how we who have been, by good fortune mainly, living in a rich society, are turning our backs on refugees, are being suspicious and not wanting refugees to come. We have to remember, I mean, even when we first landed here, when Champlain came to Nova Scotia, had it not been for the Mi'kmaq people who welcomed them and showed them some tricks how to survive the winter, Champlain's crew would have died of frostbite and being frozen to death. And so we've been always, apart from the Mi'kmaq and all the other indigenous people of Canada, and of Turtle Island, which is all of the United States and Mexico as well, we have always been we are people of immigrants. All of us are immigrants. So why is it that we turn our backs on others who are coming here in desperation? The planet is God's family. We are living in a time that through our human activity, we have soiled the planet. And the planet, as you've heard me say umpteen times, is dying. And it's up to us to change it, to bring it back to wholeness. And we can. If we made a mistake, we can also reconcile and turn our lives around as a collective society of the planet Earth. But we all have to be voices, voicing that to those who are in authority, making decisions. And it's going to affect some people who have a vested interest in keeping the money coming from oil and gas and coal and all those other polluting elements. But we have to work at convincing them and saying, look, you want to get elected? You haven't got my vote unless you support a green future for my great-grandchildren yet to be born. But that's part of reconciliation. And that's part of coming to wholeness and reconciliation, which is in the gospel today, the prodigal son. I think those who turn their backs on refugees, who turn their backs on the planet and its health, are the prodigals. And they are living off the fat of the land from God. The fat of the land is God's gift. And hopefully at some point they will wake up and come back to the wholeness of God and saying we have to work together. But it's also true for us as individuals. Making decisions for the green future. Making decisions to become more conscious of what we do with our lives. To make life sustainable. I believe that the prodigal son applies to what's going on in our own time and space. And so when people come to you and say, I'm afraid of refugees coming to Canada because they're going to take my job or they're going to take my kid's job. I don't know if you've noticed, but most of the jobs that I've ever seen refugees doing who are new to this country are jobs that the white settled people don't want. I woke up one morning when I was in an airport. I think I was in Calgary. It's years ago now. But I saw a Sikh with a turban going to clean the washrooms. And I thought to myself, yeah, he's doing that job. He's a new Canadian. And maybe some of the people who are here don't want that job. And so he's doing it. And we need the job done. We have to start seeing life in a new way. And that's part of the Lenten message of Jesus to us in 2019. We have to work at reconciliation. We have to work at wholeness. We have to work at restoration. Because we're all in a mystical union with each other and with God and all the environment that is around us. And it's not just us, but it's the whole planet, including the people who fly planes, who don't believe, but all of a sudden are able to land, are saying prayers as they land. That woman in Cowichan, Lake Cowichan, who saved her child. All of us. We're all in a mystical union with each other and with God. And I pray today as we are preparing ourselves for the Easter celebration, we think about our own attitudes around restoration and unity and reconciliation. And say, okay, what do I think about a stranger? What do I think about someone who's different than me? And then start to remember that God loves that person just as God loves me. And they were all together in the family of God because God created all of us through evolution on this whole planet. And may God bless us all as we receive the sacrament this day, for it's a sign of God's love poured out to us and to all people. May God bless us all. Amen.